When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you're all having an amazing day as always. I am sitting here in my bedroom slash office. It is such a beautiful day today. The sun is out. I am in a high vibe mood and I've gotten a lot of shit done, all because of a lined hustle, and it's barely 12:54 p.m. and I have the whole day ahead of me to do even more aligned hustle. As you can tell from the title of this episode, I am going to be talking about how you can stop hustling and start flowing. And my intentions with this episode is to share with you girls that you don't have to sacrifice to get to where you want to be or what you want to have, and you don't need to suffer, and you can have it all by aligned hustle or flow, as I like to refer it to. So basically in today's episode, I'm going to be talking all about why hustling and grinding is out and being in flow and aligned is in, as well as shifting from hustle to flow in three simple steps, how our energetic standards and beliefs shape our lives and the way that we behave, as well as determining between the things you have to do and the things you choose to do, because there is a difference. And I'm going to get really in depth into that. And before we get started in today's episode, if you enjoyed this episode or my podcast in general, please leave a review, subscribe, share it, post it on your social media, and tag me in it. I would greatly appreciate it. And so let's go ahead and get started in today's episode. So I used to be one of those people that believed I had to hustle and grind in order to become successful or to feel like I was doing something important. I used to be one of those people who was proud to work 18 hours out of the day. I thought it was an accomplishment to grind all day and have zero time for anything else, and I truly used to enjoy that type of lifestyle. But then I just remember reaching a point in my life after I, you know, began my spiritual awakening and all that, where I just felt done with the way I'd been living my life, and I knew that there had to be another option than this. There had to be another way to reach success and live life, and I was just over the hustle and grind mindset. And living the life I do now, I can say truthfully that there is absolutely a better and easier and more aligned way to live, to reach success, and to be happy. And it's called living in flow. It's called aligned hustling and alignment. For those of you who don't really know what flow or aligned hustle is, for me, in my perspective and my opinion, being in flow and aligned hustling is doing things that you feel called to do. It's doing the things that you want to do, that you desire to do. It's doing things from a space of love, not obligation. It's listening to your intuition. Being in flow or aligned feels like harmony. It feels like balance. And it's that yes feeling that you have, that inner voice that tells you, yes, this is it. This is right. Keep going. So this episode is for the girls and guys who are tired of feeling tired, who are done with feeling that you have to sacrifice and give up the things that make you happy. And this episode is for the people who feel like there has to be an easier way to do this. My intentions and desires for today's episode is to share how exactly I made the shift from hustle to flow and how you can too. So the first thing that I need to say is I'm not saying you don't have to work hard for what you want. That is not what I'm saying at all, because I do believe you have to put in physical, tangible work yourself, but it's not in the way that you may be thinking or that you have always been. My version of hard work is not what society views as hard work. So I'm going to dive deep into what I mean by putting in the work. But what I am saying is that you don't have to suffer. You don't have to sacrifice your health, your happiness, or whatever is important to you. You don't have to work to the point of exhaustion. You don't have to do any of these things to be successful or wealthy or important or any of that. And you don't need to do anything that you don't want to do. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe, because we've been so programmed to believe that you got to do what you got to do to get to where you want to be. And to a certain extent, that is true, but you don't have to be miserable during your process of trying to be successful and achieving your goals and dreams. You don't have to. So how to actually shift from hustle to flow? So I have created 3 simple steps in order to shift from the hustle and grind mindset and way of living to the flow mindset and way of living. The first step is understanding your beliefs and energetic standards. So everything you do, everything you say, everything you think, what you allow into your life, every single thing, all of that is determined by your beliefs and your energetic standards. So beliefs and energetic standards are the things that you determine to be true for you and your life. Our standards and our beliefs are like the laws of life that we have made for ourselves. And we live by these laws, whether it's subconsciously or consciously, or if we actually want these laws to be true for ourselves. When I was in this place of hustle and grinding, my mindset, my beliefs, and my energetic standards at the time were this. I believed that nothing in life came easy. I believe that you have to work extremely hard to get even a little, so you have to work even harder if you want more. I believe that working to the point of exhaustion, not having time for things, not taking care of yourself was a positive thing because it meant that you were so busy and it meant that you're getting shit done. So that was a standard and belief that I had. And my other standards were sacrifice or scarcity, lack, and the whole mindset of I'll sleep when I'm dead type of thing. A lot of times, many times actually, our energetic standards and our beliefs that we have for ourselves are not even ours in the first place. They were programmed onto us from our parents, from our family, our peers, our friends, our society, the type of people and culture we grew around. And we kind of just embrace them as our own because it's all we've known, it's all we've seen, it's what we grew up on. And that's definitely what was true for myself. I feel like our Western culture, as well as I know for myself, I could say my family and the people that I grew up around glorified the idea of working 40 plus hours a week, working long and hard, working to buy things because the more things you had meant the more successful you were. And back then, money was my only priority. I didn't care about mental or emotional health. I didn't care about self-care or spending time with the people who make me happy or enjoying life. I was just so caught up in the rat race that society has pushed on us to do. During this time, I was also surrounded by a lot of people who were also caught up in this rat race. They also believed in what society has told them about hustling and grinding, and we were just all stuck in this vicious cycle. So a question that I have for all of you that you can journal about, the first question is, what are your beliefs about life, about yourself, about the things around you? And what are your energetic standards which you live by? Do you believe nothing in life comes easy? Do you believe it to be unfair? Are you always thinking that things are always happening for everyone else but never for you? What are your beliefs truly? So I want you to really think about it, get honest with yourself, list them all, and once you do, I want you to ask yourself this. Why are these your beliefs and standards? Where did they even come from? Are they even yours? So like I said, they may come from your parents, from the way you grew up, from society, from the people around you, the type of culture you grew up in. Where did these beliefs and standards come from? Because they came from somewhere. And the next journal prompt I have for you is to ask yourself, what would you like your new beliefs and energetic standards to be? What is it that you truly want for yourself and your life? And how do you want to live your life? And how do you want it to be? Be honest, take your time, really think about it if you're unsure, because I know oftentimes we don't even think about what our beliefs are. We're not even aware to them. We've just always been a certain way and have never questioned it. But in order to change something, you need to be aware of what needs to change. So go ahead and do that. And so again, just to give you an idea, I talked about how my previous beliefs and energetic standards were that you have to work hard, you have to sacrifice to get even a little, just how nothing in life comes easy. So those were my energetic standards back then. But my new energetic standards and beliefs that I live by now are that life is easy. Everything is always working out for me. Being successful and happy is easy, and it's a natural part of who I am, and it's my right to be successful and happy. I work less and make more. And this was actually a belief that I learned from my boss now, who I work for. Is she has an affirmation that she works less and she makes more, and it's something that I've implemented into my own belief systems. I believe that I can and do have it all. I have the success, I have happiness, I have wealth, I am healthy, I have balance, I have it all, and I only work in aligned hustle and flow, which I said is doing what feels right, doing what I feel called to do, doing everything from a space of love. I never, ever, ever do anything that I don't feel like doing, and it's because that is a standard that I have set for myself, and it's become my truth, and these are the laws that I live by, and it's happening, and it's simple as that. And my life is completely different now, and I'm happier and healthier and more successful. I enjoy the heck out of my life now. I have time for the things that make me happy. I work way less than 40 hours a week, and I do what brings me joy, and I make the most money I've ever made. And I truly have it all, and it's because I made it law. And that's why understanding what your energetic standards and beliefs are is so important, because whatever those beliefs and standards are, it's going to become true for you and your life. So really think about what it is that you want to be true for yourself. And the second step in shifting from hustle to flow is determining what are the things that you need to do and what are the things that you are choosing to do. So I feel like as humans, we do this really weird thing where we stress about ourselves over things that we don't even need to stress about, or we make things worse to be than they actually are. I know I do this. I know a lot of people who do this. I don't know why we do this, but we do. And recently I was watching a video from one of my favorite YouTubers, and her name is Rowena. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but she created a video and it was like 6 questions to ask yourself to help you get your mindset right and to fix your perspective. I'll link the video also in the show notes because I think that you'll enjoy it, and it's a really interesting, fun, cute, artsy video. But basically, one of the questions she asks is, do I have to do this or do I get to do this? And she was basically saying that a lot of times we stress ourselves over things that we don't even have to do. It's things that we are choosing to do, but we forget that it's a choice, and so we stress ourselves out over it. And an example of this is, one of the things that you have to do is pay bills, right? If you're an adult, if you have responsibilities, that's one of the things that comes with life and being an adult, is unavoidable, you know, unless you have someone else taking care of you. But if you're like most adults, you have to pay bills. That is a have to. What you don't have to do, though, what is a choice, is staying at a job you're unhappy with. Yes, paying your bills is a have to, but you don't have to stay at the job you're not happy with. You can find a different job, or you can find other ways to make money. That part is a choice. When I began feeling like I no longer wanted to hustle, I started looking at my life, at everything, and really analyzing what I was doing. And I asked myself this, and I also want you to ask yourself these things as well. But one of the things that I asked myself is, do I really have to do this, or am I choosing to do this? For example, I was working 2 jobs while trying to build this business. I felt stressed and overwhelmed, but then I asked myself, do I have to work both jobs? No, I was choosing to. And when you realize you have the power to decide what you get to do, life begins to shift. So I want you to do the same. Look at every single thing going on in your life, everything you're doing, everything you're spending time on, every single thing. And with everything, ask yourself, do I have to do this? Is this a necessity? Is this something that I cannot change, such as paying bills? Or am I choosing to do this? And after you ask yourself this and determine what are the things you have to do and what are the things you're choosing to do, ask yourself this question. Out of the things that you are choosing to do, what is causing you stress, worry, to be tired, exhausted? And what would happen if you stopped doing those things? And after you answer that question, ask yourself, what are the things that you want to do more of? What would make you feel more in flow and more aligned? What would happen if you stopped doing the things you don't want to do and you don't have to do, and started doing the things that you actually do want to do? Really be honest with yourself and feel into what it would feel like to be in flow and aligned in doing what you want to do. And so the last step in order to shift from hustle to flow is simply being in the flow. It's going towards the flow and away from the hustle. And it really is that simple. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. So, let's say that it's the end of a really busy, exhausting, and tiring week. You're looking forward to relaxing the weekend, doing absolutely nothing all weekend, and then a friend texts you and they really want to go out and blah, 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 and you're just not up for it. You're tired and you don't want to go out. A situation like this is a perfect opportunity to practice being in flow. So if you were in hustle mode, you would get your ass up, you would go out because you would feel obligated or guilty or afraid to disappoint your friend. That is what someone in hustle mode would do. However, if you are being in flow, you would say no because you know your body needs to rest. You know that you don't want to go out and you just don't feel like it. And someone who is in flow doesn't do anything that they don't feel like doing. And I'm just using this situation as an example because it happened to me recently, but situations like this are perfect opportunities to practice being in flow and less in hustle. So just to recap once again, to shift from hustle to flow, you first must know what your energetic standards and beliefs are for your life and change them into something that is more in flow if you find that that your beliefs and standards are more on the negative side or they're not self-serving. The second thing is to determine what in your life are the things that you have to do versus the things that you choose to do. And if you find yourself doing things that you don't necessarily have to do that are causing you stress and worry and to feel tired, begin to let those things go because you are not obligated to do anything you don't want to do, and we have more power than we realize. And of course, the last thing is to just be in the damn flow. When you are faced with opportunities that are going to force you to choose between hustle and flow, always choose the flow. Always choose what feels good to you, what feels aligned, what feels like you want to do, because you will never ever regret doing something that feels good. And as someone who has both been in the hustle and grind mode and now in the flow mode, I can honestly say I wouldn't ever, ever want to live my life any other way. Because by being in the flow state and doing what feels aligned and right to me, I have manifested success and continued success, and I continue to grow. I have received opportunities without me even having to find them. I work when I feel inspired or when I have that intuitive feeling, and I can knock things out in an hour or two, which would take me at least a full 8 hours to do if I was working in the hustle mindset. And I have time for everything because I choose to flow. I have chosen my energetic standards to serve me, and now I live my life to a high energetic standard, and I have time to build my business. I have time to spend time with my friends and family and loved ones. I have time to work on my mind, body, and soul. I get to enjoy life under my terms, and I can do things that make me happy, and I have energy for all of it. And everything is just better in flow. And I just really wanted to share with you girls that, again, you don't have to sacrifice. You don't have to give up your mental health or your happiness. And what I want to say is that when you are in flow, you may have to make certain choices, but the choices are always yours. You get to choose what you want to quote unquote sacrifice. You get to choose what your priorities in life are and what your standards in life are, and you get to live by those standards. If you believe that life is always hard, then life will always be hard. If you believe you never have time for anything, then you will never have time for anything. If you believe that life is against you, then life will always seem like it's against you. I know what it's like to be in the hustle and grind mode, and it's exhausting and it's not fun and it's miserable. And I'm here to try and turn around what society has programmed onto us, because trust me, hustle and grinding is not it. It just isn't. Being happy, being in flow, feeling like you're guided and in alignment, that is what's it. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. And as always, until next time, remember to just go with it.